Jesus is our confidence. Hear these words. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful to gather here on this Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, to celebrate the truth that has stood the test of time, the truth that you have risen indeed. Alleluia. And Lord, we know this causes Satan offense. We know this causes those who do not believe to cringe, because no matter how they try, we know the truth of the resurrection. And because we know the truth of the resurrection, Lord, we have the power of the resurrection in our lives. And Lord, today we pray that as we hear these words, that we would not be pitied by all men, because we think of this only as something that gets us through to life everlasting. But Lord, that we would understand the power of the resurrection in our lives each day. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please watch the screen. Here ended the sermon. I could say that if I was only here today to convince you of the truth of the resurrection. But you know what? I don't even want to spend time on it, because as you can see, the evidence is more than ample to prove the truth of the resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, it takes a lot more work to disprove it than it does to prove it. So, that being said, I felt that it was important to ask the question, why are we here celebrating the truth of the resurrection? What is it that is so important about us gathering here today that I just could not wait to get here to be with you, to sing those hymns that, you know, are wonderful hymns of faith, to celebrate together the truth that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Because it is more than just the truth and the fact of the resurrection. Because that's what St. Paul is saying, isn't he? He's saying if we only have the hope of the truth of the resurrection, if we only have the hope that gets us through the day, if we only have the hope that's like a crutch, a lot of people like to talk about Christianity as a crutch, right? Ah, those Christians, they just need a crutch. If that's all it is, then we are to be pitied by all men. That's what St. Paul says, right? If it's just a crutch, we're to be pitied. Because it's more, so much more than a crutch, is it not? It's so much more than the truth of the resurrection. I could argue with anybody, and eventually I know that I am not going to cause them to believe. It's only the Holy Spirit that's going to cause them to believe. But I could tell you something, that people who live the power of the resurrection in their lives impact people. This year, we lost a brother. Well, we didn't actually lose him. We're just going to wait for a while to see him. And that was Jim Voorhees. And it was just after my installation, so it's really still very fresh in my mind. And what I loved about Jim was when I was able to share about him and his life was that he understood not only the truth of the resurrection, so that we knew we could celebrate that we're going to see him again. That was just a done deal. I mean, I didn't even think about that. But the reality of the power of the resurrection lived in a life that changes other lives was so amazing to me. And you probably all have testimonies of people who have impacted your life who realize that there's more to the resurrection than just the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. Do you have people in your life that have created a miracle by sharing their life with you and showing the power of the resurrection? The power of the resurrection which allows us to do things because we know that Jesus died for our sins, he rose again from the dead, he's gone to the right hand of God, and he has poured out his power through the Holy Spirit to on his church and on his people so that we can truly help people to understand what it means that you don't have to worry. You don't have to be anxious. You don't have to be all, you know, when I went to the hospital early this morning, they said, oh, your intestines and your guts are all kind of like in knots. And I said, oh, really? They said, are you stressed? I said, nope. And I'm going back for a test because I want to figure out why I have this. I think the Lord's just trying to humble me, which is kind of bad, but that's a normal process in life. But because I thought I was indispensable to Easter. Foolish me, hey? Paul can do everything I can do. So it was a humbling experience. But, you know, it's amazing to me because I just want to beg you, don't just stop at the fact of the resurrection. Don't just stop at saying, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Don't just stop there. But let the power of the resurrection live in you. Let the power of the resurrection so permeate your life that you are an eternal person. You have an eternal perspective. You're able to see everything from the perspective that this is not the end. It's only the beginning. Because Jesus rose, we too shall rise. And because of that, we know there's so much more. And I want more. Do you want more? Isn't that what Jesus wants us to ask for? Is more? And I believe when we talk about the resurrection, what he wants us to ask for is more power of the resurrection in our lives. Because I'll tell you something, people can do amazing things when they're able to share with others the truth that this life is not all there is. That not only is the resurrection just kind of like a ticket to everlasting life, but it's more than that. And they can see it and they can experience it in people. And like I mentioned Jim and I mentioned other people like my grandmother and others who have had an impact on me. And I just want to ask you the question, do you want to have an impact on others? Do you want to see the effect of the power of the resurrection in your life? Because that's the question for Easter Sunday. It's not just to celebrate a historical event that I believe is indisputable. But the question is, what does it mean for us each and every day? What does it mean for us as we walk step by step? And I was trying to think of a contemporary way to illustrate this. And I came across a chick flick. And what I mean by that is that, if I was going to take my wife to a movie, that's one of the movies I'd take her to. It was called A Walk to Remember. Any of you want to fess up to have seen Walk to Remember? Okay. Well, that's really good because it was all guys last time. A Walk to Remember. And in this movie, what's so amazing to me is it's talking about a guy who is a rebel. A guy who just wants to get through school and get out and work and just, have his own life and live for himself. And he's gone to school with this young lady who's a preacher's kid, preacher's daughter. He's gone to school with her his whole life, but he's never really gotten to know her. And as he gets to know her, he falls in love with her, and it's what's so amazing is that he doesn't really think that she got all the things that she wanted. She actually dies of leukemia. And he doesn't believe that she got the thing that in her yearbook she said she wanted to experience a miracle. She doesn't think she got it. Or he doesn't think she got it. And I want you to watch the clip of the end of their wedding and then what happens right after their wedding. And I want to ask the question, wouldn't you like this to be your story? This to be someone be able to say this of you as the preacher who you're going to see who's doing the wedding, and then you'll see him talking to Landon. And I'd like for people to be able to say that of us. How many miracles are before us? How many opportunities do we have to share not only the truth of the resurrection, but the power of the truth of the resurrection? So someday, someone might say of us, I'm in heaven because you shared the power of the resurrection. I just was really touched by the fact that he didn't even know he was a miracle. And he was the miracle. And the power of faith and the power of believing that it's more than just a crutch. It's more than just getting through the day. It's so much more. It can impact our lives. So brothers and sisters, do not be content with knowing the truth of the resurrection, but know the power of the resurrection. And may that power live in you and flow through you to impact many, many people so that we may experience many, many miracles. That's our Lord's desire. That's his plan. That's his purpose. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.